The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. And I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When his disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, and they said, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." And then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" And Jesus said to him, "Amen, I say to you, you who have followed me in a new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne in glory, will for yourselves receive 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up house or brothers or sisters or father, mother, children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. For many who are first will be last, and the last shall be first." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel needs much more attention than we can give it here in this brief reflection time given to us. The camel going through the eye of a needle is a hyperbole. It's meant to exaggerate, but it's meant to make a point that somebody who is owned by his riches, somebody who has anchored his life into his riches, will find it hard to enter the kingdom of God. "But for men it is impossible," he says, "but for God, even that is possible. Everything is possible for God." And then Peter goes on and asks, "We have given up many, many things. What will we receive?" This begins to underscore what we call merit theology. Now, I grew up with merit theology in my last incarnation, where you have to merit eternal life. Even you look at some of the prayers of the Mass, they frequently finish that we may merit. You will never merit eternal life. Eternal life is a gift. Sinners are called and blessed with eternal life. If I think I can merit eternal life, my chances are very slim. God's love is infinite. It's given to each and every one of us in great abundance. And whatever we have given up will come back to us 100-fold. It's the extravagant love of God that Jesus speaks about here, not something we merit. It's something that's given to us. It's a great act of faith that no matter how struggling we are, no matter how limited we are, how imperfect we are enfolded in the infinite love of God. You don't merit eternal life, it's given to you. Now, in order to understand that, we have to cultivate our faith. And therefore, we have to move beyond the things of this world to have this great act of faith that, in the last analysis, the infinite love of God triumphs. Now, that takes a great amount of prayer and a huge surrender of the values of the world to begin to believe. Because if the world says you must earn this, prove it, merit this. I remember years ago, there was Glendale Savings Bank had this ad, said, "Come visit your money. I mean, your money owns you." And for many of us, that happens. Getting recognition and money and all these things dominate our lives. And Jesus is saying, whatever you give up, you'll be blessed 100-fold. It's the extravagant love of God that Jesus is emphasizing here. And, you know, we're inclined to wonder at times when things go wrong or we have a setback, how could God do this to me? We're inclined to think that way. We don't think in other language saying, how could God be so good to me? Count the blessings of my life. I didn't earn this. This is gift. It's grace. You think you earned the fact that God loves you infinitely? You think you earned the health which you have? You earned whatever piece of the world was given to you? You didn't earn this. Who gave you your intelligence? Who gave you opportunities in life? Who gave you the opportunity to belong to a family? I mean, all of these things are God's gifts to us. But we're more inclined to think that when things go wrong, how could God do this to me? Here in this gospel, begin to wonder, how could God be so good to me? I have been given much more than I ever merited in life. And the great it's a huge act of faith. It's not simple. And it's born out of prayer and a real sense of attachment to Jesus Christ. The fact that you are called to understand in a deep, enduring, and profound way the infinite love of God just for you, made in the image of God. Now, when we get to this place of great act of faith, we live in freedom. I'm not worried about God loves me. It doesn't matter how foolish and ridiculous. It's an amazing revelation of God's infinite love in Jesus Christ. So the call of the Word of God here is to say, I'm not going to measure what God gives me by what I do or the manner in which I live. It's a blessing. If I want to appreciate this, I must have a life based on faith. Otherwise, I will not understand the infinite love of God. It takes prayer, it takes reflection, and it takes this interior conviction. Interior conviction, I swear, I'll tell you, if I was dying tomorrow, I would praise God and I thank God for the gift of life that I have been given, for the incredible blessings, the lavish love that God has given me in my life. I'd praise God. That's what we're called to try to nurture within ourselves, this incredible act of faith in God's infinite love. That's the teaching comes out of this Word of God. Anything you ever gave up in your life, you will be blessed 100-fold. That's the great act of faith. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.